Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Friday here on WKLM. It's being brought to you by Hobrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and with me today I have the Kilbuck CIC President, Erica Ash. Thanks, Erica, for coming in and chatting with me today on the Kilbuck CIC.
Thanks for having me.
And so let's start out pretty basic. What is Kilbuck CIC? What does the CIC stand for?
Kilbuck CIC is the Community Improvement Corporation. And so we host and support a lot of community events in Kilbuck, like Early American Days, Ladies Night Out, Christmas in Kilbuck. Last year we had a Best Improved Yard Sale competition, things like that.
Just trying to help make Kilbuck a better place for everybody.
Just trying to really get the community involved and support each other and support the businesses in town.
And so you are the president of the organization. How long have you been president?
I believe this is my second year as president.
And how did you stumble upon?
It's really kind of funny. I was on council in Kilbuck and we started talking about Early American Days and its decline over the past few years in attendance. And me and one of the other councilmen just went and met with the lady who was running it. And from there, I just went to meetings and then just kind of
got into it.
Yeah.
I think that's how everybody starts with organizations like this. Like, oh, I'm just here. And then, oh, now I'm in charge of things.
Yes. Yeah. I tried to help find funding the first year. And then after that, it just kind of snowballed into more and more.
Once they know you can do something, they're like, hey, yeah, Here's more to do. I totally understand.
Yeah.
and you know, it's how a lot of groups are, because anymore, it's so hard to have find volunteers and people who want to participate. So when you find people who are gung-ho and ready, like yourself, then hey, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and now I feel like I'm in their shoes, constantly looking for other people to help me.
It's that vicious cycle.
Yes. Yeah.
And so do you know how long the CIC has been around?
I believe the CIC started in 1983.
So it's older than me.
It's very old. Yes.
I wouldn't say very old because it's only a couple years older. But so it's a long running program that is still continuing to try to improve Kilbuck.
Yes. And we have all new board members and we're much younger with new ideas and we have a lot that we want to try to accomplish in the next couple years.
And with Kilbuck's improvement project that's happening this year, that can give you a lot of momentum into what you guys want to do with the CIC.
Yes. I think we're really focused on supporting right now or finding a way to support property reuse and housing improvements and a lot of things that we see need done in our small little village.
Because, you know, every village could use a little TLC.
Exactly.
Anymore.
Yes. The
little villages are having a hard time.
And keeping them all connected, keep everybody in the village together and on the same page and uplifted.
Yes, because there's great things coming to Kilbuck.
Yes. And we're excited.
There's a lot to be excited about.
Yep. We're excited for Early American Days to take place, and it's going to have a whole new facelift to it with the downtown revitalization, so it'll be exciting.
And we'll deep dive into a lot of these projects and things that you guys do as we continue through on here. And so that is Erica Ash. She is the president of the Kilbuck CIC. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are back here with Erica Ash, the president of the Kilbuck CIC. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And in the last segment, you mentioned Early American Days, and that's probably one of the biggest, most well-known projects of the CIC.
Yes, and actually it's one of the longest projects. It's been going on since the beginning of CIC.
Even before, because
probably before
the Early American Days celebrated 50 years not that long ago. So
yeah, it's been a long time.
And so you guys are the brains behind Early American Days, the funds behind Early American Days. a lot of times people see these events and they don't know the processes behind them.
It is a lot of work, and we basically start as soon as we finish. As soon as we finish this past year, we started into this year looking at bands to book because we are Labor Day weekend. Everything books out really early ahead of time. So we're constantly working. We're back and forth all week long. Hey, can we do this? What about this? Can we do this?
That's the best way to come up with things is just bounce ideas off each other.
And so our main focus has been, as newbies coming in, is to always bring something old back, but always introduce something new so that you get the best of both.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. So the people who come every year always have something new.
Yes. And it's hard to always introduce something new. We've got a lot of resistance to change, but I think last year we had the biggest crowd we've had in a long time, and we really felt like we had a lot of community support even with the new events, so it was really great.
And it's always good to see those crowds get bigger, because when it starts to slow down a little, it can be challenging to stay positive, but that's what you guys are there for. And okay, so is down this year, what can we do to bring these people back? How can we change things?
Yeah. So one of the things we really wanted to do, or I wanted to do, was to bring in some bigger bands. We're at the end of the year, end of the summer, so all the local bands have already played everywhere. Everybody's already heard them, seen them. So we focused on we got an Ohio Art Council grant, and we're able to bring in a bigger name tribute band. And I think we're going to do the same this year. And it really drew a big crowd.
Yeah, you guys had a great crowd for your band last year. And last year was the year that you kind of synced in with the bicentennial, right?
Or was that the year That was before? The previous year when we had the village's 150th birthday.
Yes.
So this past year we celebrated the bank's birthday, 125th birthday.
Yes, this year was the bank's birthday. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to be able to kind of tag team on some of these things and build on that momentum too.
Yeah, and so this year we're going to focus on America's 250th, and so we'll be tag teaming with some other people on that.
It's going to be a big year for the 250th.
Yeah, it is. You know it is.
Yeah. That's going to be kind of your theme this year then, is sticking with the 250?
Yeah, I think anything America is what we're going to stick with. All eras, all
everything
history,
America.
Everything. I'm trying to find some presidential actors to come in. Like I was just telling you, I'd love to have a bald eagle there, or some military equipment, tanks, kids could see up close, anything like that.
And so Labor Day will be here before you know it. And you said you guys have been working since the end of it. That's the part that people don't realize, is that back end. It's just like, oh, the event's here, but you guys are trying to lay things down, and getting a whole group to agree on things takes time.
Luckily, we're not a large group, but that also doesn't play in our favor come early American Day weekend when there's three or four of us, and then we do have a couple volunteers that do help running around trying to do everything.
And if anybody, whether you live in Kilbuck or not, wants to help, you're always willing to take volunteers.
Yes, and we have meetings the second Monday of every month at the Kilbuck Township Fire Station at 6 p.m., and everybody's welcome.
It's a great way to get involved if you've got teenagers who need to do volunteer time for scholarships. It's a great opportunity for anybody to get involved.
Yes, we take anyone.
We will take all warm
bodies.
We
don't discriminate.
And I think that once people get involved and see what you're doing, it really helps build a passion for it too.
And usually everything at Early American Days is free to the public, besides food vendors or any artisan vendors they're going to purchase from. But all the kids' activities, all the activities we offer, and the concert is free.
And that's a great way to draw in people, because it's hard having a family and to find things for them to do that's affordable. And it's great that you guys try to make sure that you provide that for them.
Yeah, we really do. We have a lot of kids in Kilbuck that aren't able to make it out to the fairgrounds with the expense of it. And so we have always strived to keep Early American Days, especially the kids' entertainment, free for them.
Because the kids are always, once if you find what the kids will be entertained by, then you'll get the parents there.
Yes, that's our goal at least.
And so finding that balance too, because you don't want the parents to be la-di-da bored and
right. And so that's why we also want to keep the old things coming back. This past year, we had the water barrel fights down at the fire station, and that brought in a lot of the older crowd. They wanted to come back and reminisce and check it out, and the kids found it awesome too.
It's cool. I've seen that before at a festival I was a part of, and it's neat. People don't realize what goes into that.
And so this year, I'm trying to pull some strings and talk to somebody in to bring in something old back. I'll leave that as a surprise.
Ta, ta, ta.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to have to do some leg pulling and ear pulling. And
a lot of pulling.
A lot of pulling. They could pull it off. So
that'll be something to look forward to Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have more with Erica Ash, the president of the Kilbuck CIC, here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. We are back with Erica Ash, the president of the Kilbuck CIC. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And we spent the last segment talking all about Early American Days, which is your guys' biggest event. But you do other events, and you're working on something fresh for this year, too.
Yeah, we're working for Ladies Night Out coming up probably towards the end of April. We haven't actually set the date yet of doing a purse bingo with designer purses. So I'm excited to see how that's going to go. We switched it up last year from our normal event for Ladies Night Out, and we got rained out. So
you guys had a bad weekend of
weather.
We
really did. And so we're a little erring on the side of caution, like with planning a new event.
And that's one of those things that anybody who's ever been a part of planning an event that you've dealt with at some point is the weather.
Yeah. And it the whole event was planned outside, and it just did not cooperate. It just poured. We set up a tent for it for the first time, our own tent. And we were out there for 3 hours in the pouring rain setting up this tent. And it was miserable.
But you still had people turn out.
We did have a few turn out. It was really a terrible turnout, to be honest. But
the weather. Yeah. It was really bad weather.
Yeah. And so we're like, maybe we shouldn't plan an outdoor event in April again.
April's a rough month to decide what the weather's going to do.
Yeah. So we're excited for this. If it gets planned the way it should be a really good turnout.
And so since you're still in the planning stages, you still have needs for this.
Yes. So right now, our biggest need is we're just looking for sponsorships, people who want to sponsor a designer purse, or maybe they just, just sponsor a donation. But really, I mean, it should go smoothly.
To provide for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's part of while you guys try to put everything on. Sponsorships are so important to everything that you, all the events that you do.
Yes, sponsorships, and then just getting the word out, just communicating with your neighbor about it and letting people know it's happening so they can get signed up to come.
And so after your rain out last year, how did you guys come up with purse bingo?
Our new secretary, Darlene Litt, has attended a few of them and says they're just always
packed.
Packed, and so everybody's so excited to be there, and just like the ladies just go crazy. So we had made a Facebook post being like, hey, this is what we did last year. Didn't really pan out. What do you guys want to see? And bingo, not necessarily purse bingo, but bingo came up several times.
You really should look into like a bingo hall. Bingo is like the it of everything. Like I think once you reach an age, a certain age, like everybody wants to bingo at some point.
Yeah, I agree with that. Even the school does candy bar bingo and the kids go crazy over it.
You just have to be careful because it is considered gambling.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole list of rules we are going by.
But that should be fun and bring out some ladies to Kilbuck. And, because that's the ultimate goal, is to get people into the village.
Yes. Get people into the village, support the village, support the businesses there. Yeah.
Get the businesses to have, deals to work with too, and shine the light on Kilbuck. And do you guys have any other events that are coming up?
So the Easter egg hunt will be coming up soon. I don't know when Easter is this year, do you?
April 5th, I believe.
Okay, so it's coming up really soon. It's always at the park. It's a big event. Kids come from everywhere, and we hide, I think, thousands of eggs for them to come and find. Last year, we handed out some prizes. We'll probably do that again this year, and that was a big hit.
Every kid loves Easter egg hunting at Easter.
Yeah.
It's one of those memories.
I think they love the candy more.
Who doesn't want candy?
Right.
Like a whole bag full of free candy, yes. Please.
Yeah.
Why don't we get that as adults?
We did do an adult Easter egg hunt last year. We hid them around different businesses around town. There was a clue online every day. Mm-hmm. We've talked about doing it again this year. We had a lot of cheaters last year.
Aww.
I know. So Boo. We have to rethink how we'll do it to make it harder, to be honest.
Well, you better get thinking.
Yeah. I know. It's time's a ticking.
Time is always against anybody planning an event.
Yeah. Well, and there's only like 3 to 4 of us who are planning these events. So we really get overwhelmed quickly.
And we've talked about how sometimes people don't realize you got 3 to 4 people planning an event for where you could have hundreds, thousands, depending on your event, show up.
And there's a lot more that goes into it than just, oh, we need eggs and we have to hide them. That's a lot of eggs to hide.
That is a lot. Yeah. Do you like actually hide them or do you just
depending on the age level, we have 3 different age groups, so they're easier for the younger kids. And actually, our Killbuck Early American Egg Queens, they come out and hide the eggs for us.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
And it gives them a job and something that they can say that they participate in, too. So that's good.
Yeah, they help a lot. They really do.
Awesome. Well, we've got more to chat about with Erica Ash, the president of the Killbuck CIC. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And welcome back to Focus Fridays here on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM with the president of the Killbuck CIC, Erica Ash. And we've talked about a lot of the events that the Killbuck CIC puts on. And in talking about those events, the common denominator is funding. And you guys do fund the events, but you don't have a money tree that you go out and pluck the bills from. It would be great.
I wish we did.
Right?
Yeah.
When you figure out the seeds for that, let me know.
Yeah. I'm going to send some your way.
Right? I'm going to need some for the 250.
Yeah. So a lot of our funding comes from, we own and operate the Killbuck Thrift Store. So anytime you make a donation to the Killbuck Thrift Store, it literally comes straight back into the village. So we use that. Come Early American Days, we do a big sponsorship letter and send it out to hundreds and hundreds of people. We also get grants from the Ohio Arts Council, Chamber of Commerce. We've gotten some marketing grants from them. We are always looking for new opportunities for grant and funding. It takes a lot of work to gather it all and to...
Because grants are not easy... Some of them are, but
yeah,
but to get those.
It's a lot of paperwork.
It's a lot of paperwork.
and it's hard to plan an event when you don't know where the funding's coming from and what you've got to spend. So we always have to keep that in mind.
And sometimes grants take money or they're on a specific funding cycle. And if you don't know what you need when they're on their cycle, you can completely miss out on funding.
Right, right. And it takes... You know, I might be applying for a grant for Early American Days last year for this year. So, and it's hard to know what you're going to be doing that far in advance to put in the grant.
Like, yeah, we think we're going to do this.
Yeah.
The grant people don't generally like that.
No, they don't like that. They
want like details.
Yeah, a little more concrete planning.
Explain it to me.
Yeah, and they like you to do repetitive things. And that's where, like, with the music, we know we're going to have a band every Early American Days. So that was kind of an easy shoe-in for that.
So you can... make at least have one of them be, yep, we know this, we got this, let's roll.
Yeah. And luckily, we're really supported by local businesses. They're always donating their time, gift certificates. A lot of them make donations to Early American Days. We couldn't do it without them.
No, for sure. And they always say that when you support your local businesses, you're also helping to support these events because the money you spend with them is what they use to donate into the community.
Correct. And not only that, when you come to an event and go to the business and purchase something, you're just feeding back into the whole system.
And it really creates a community participation.
Yes. That's the one thing about Killbuck is we do have a big community support. Everybody knows each other. Everybody supports each other. Everybody knows each other's grandchildren. It's there. The love and the support is there.
They know your great uncle Harry,
who yes.
they went to school with.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm not from Holmes County. I'm from Wood County in West Virginia. So coming into it, into a smaller village, it's really nice to see the support. I'm sure it's there in bigger places, but you don't see it as easily as when it's such a close, tight-knit community.
And it kind of means a little more in our smaller communities because, you know, we don't have a lot necessarily in the smaller communities, but people are willing to share and work together for the greater good in these smaller communities.
Right. Like I said, we couldn't do it without the community helping us.
And if somebody wants to help sponsor, kind of talked about it a little bit with Purse Bingo in the previous thing, how can somebody be a sponsor with or donate to events or kind of participate that way financially?
Really just reach out to me. We have a Facebook page on Facebook, Kilbuck CIC. If you reach out to me or Holly or anybody in Kilbuck can get you to us.
Is that also the nice thing of a small
yes,
town?
Yes, it is. Everybody, you know, has a way of getting a hold of somebody. So the Facebook page is probably the easiest.
Just message and...
Yep, just send us a message.
Hey, I want to help with the events monetarily. And you'll be like, hey, that's a good idea.
I'll be like, thank you so much.
And because it takes money. You can't put an event together. You can't help anything without the funding.
Yes. And we spent the most we've ever spent on Early American Days last year. And I think that's also why we saw a huge increase in attendance and
return on investment.
Yes. And we really spent the time sending out those sponsorship letters. I think we sent out over 300 of them.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It took a lot of time and a lot of return to sender addresses incorrect. My secretary who sent them out kept a catalog of it all. And yeah, she had a lot of addresses to update.
Yeah, it's funny how we think some things never change, but
they do.
They do.
They do.
And so the funding that'll keep it going. You can't keep putting on events without the funding.
Right, right.
And we've got more to talk about with President of the Kilbuck CIC, Eric Ash. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are back here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I've been chatting with Erica Ash, who is the President of the Kilbuck CIC, and we've done a lot of chatting about what the CIC does, and we talked about some upcoming events, but there are, you mentioned in your first segment, there are other events that you guys do in the village of Kilbuck.
Yeah. So we do quite a few events. We have Early American Days. We have the Christmas in Kilbuck tree lighting event, the egg hunt, ladies night out. We do a fall and a spring community yard sale. Last year we did a couple random things, like we did a Christmas light competition for the businesses and for the residents. We did a best improved yard competition. We did the movie series over the summer. We had one free movie outside at the park every month last summer. And we've talked about adding some new ones this summer, but we're just not sure where we've landed on that yet and what we want to do.
And you guys have tried lots of different events and really tried to shake things up with things in Kilbuck and what you guys as the CIC do.
Yes, and we really just want to push forward and get into more of what most CICs don't do, event planning. They do more like housing and honestly, I'm not sure what else, but that's kind of where we want to head with it. We want to get into more and helping with the housing needs.
And we'll talk more about that coming up, but it's always good to reminisce on some of the things that you've done in the past to really build up what the CIC is.
Yes. And I mean, they've kept things going for so many years. I don't understand. I mean, the lady who ran it for so many years, how she did it mostly by herself. I mean, she had a crew of people that always helped her, but I just am always in awe of how they did it for so many years.
And you're sitting in the same position as a lot of nonprofits. It just keeps going by the donations don't always come in monetary. It's people putting in time, effort, hard work, and that's what keeps them going.
And I would say participation. Participation in the events is really what kept them going. And we get a lot of requests for a lot of old events. People are always asking for mud volleyball to come back. I can't imagine we would get a huge participation number these days in that.
Where would you do even they did it volleyball?
They did it over the bridge from the gas station there. There was like a plot of land somebody let them use right by the like swamp. It's not accessible anymore either. So I don't even know where we would do it now if we could do it.
Maybe, you know, make it something fun, like chocolate pudding or something.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I don't want to clean that up, though.
No. Sometimes it is fun to look back on those really old events that you had, even like some of the turn of the century kind of events and play on them. I know we discussed that in the one nonprofit I was involved in. The simple things like mustache growing and things, stuff that's easy and doesn't need to find a location.
Right.
And
so we had a pie eating contest last year, kind of in that same frame of mind. And it was a good turnout. People really enjoyed it.
I mean, who doesn't want to not eat pie?
Right. Right.
It's kind of taking it back to a simpler time because, you know, originally when it would have started, they wouldn't have the type of funds or expenses that you do now.
Somehow, I don't know how they used to do it. They used to have carnival rides at Early American Days, mm-hmm. and they had a roller coaster that went out over the creek, supposedly. I don't know how they paid for those things.
I don't know how they made it go over the creek.
I don't either, but
I need pictures.
We looked into just getting a carousel for last year, and we were like, we can't afford this.
The ability to have rides has changed. A lot of the little festivals and stuff used to have rides, and just the insurance and the cost to have them has mm-hmm. really made that not be something that these small festivals can have anymore.
Yeah, I would say the cost of living and everything going up has really put a hit on festivals and your ability of what you can do.
And that's where it takes being creative.
Yes. And it takes, again, the participation of people showing up and supporting it if you're gonna have it.
Yeah. And sometimes it just takes people having an open mind to mm-hmm. either going back and bringing back something or adding something yep. new.
And so we always try to bring something old back, something new for Early American Days. So we've been revisiting a list of things that we could possibly bring back. We've talked about the lumber show. We've talked about midget wrestling, the mud volleyball. Everyone always asks for the carnival rides. They always want more food vendors, which is hard to do too. Now food vendors, they know how many they can serve and they don't want the competition with other food trucks. So it's hard to bring in a whole bunch at one time.
Right. Not until you get that crowd build up and they're like, oh, you can support it.
Right. And then they always want artisan tents. I guess there used to be a whole street of those during Early American Days. It's hard to find anybody that wants to come set up. And then again, you have to have the participation that you're going to have people come and purchase from them to make it worth their time.
Mm-hmm. So anybody who's interested can just reach out and become a part of it.
Yes, please do. Please reach out. And if you want to help, we have plenty of space for you to help.
Whether you want to be a vendor or you know, be a volunteer or be a donator, you know, we've mentioned it several times.
But even if you want to organize your own little event during Early American Days, I mean, we had pickleball in the past. Somebody came and mm-hmm. they ran the whole thing. They did pickleball. They didn't do it last year, so.
And I think you guys used to have softball tournaments.
We still have the softball tournament. It's not as big as it used to be. It used to run all nights, what I've been told. I don't know what happened with that. I don't know.
There's a lot going on.
I don't get
these days
to make it up there to see it because I'm always stuck down in the town square. So
yeah, it's funny how when you're in charge of something, like you're either in one place where you kind of have to monitor, or you're everywhere and it's hard to remember anything.
Yes, I keep a list. I keep a clipboard with a list of where I need to be at what time. Just for me. I don't know what everybody else in my team does, but I know I have to be at the 5K at 7 a.m. That starts my day.
Now, do you have any things that as the president that in your role that you need to do at any of these events, or is it just whatever part you hold on that committee?
For myself as president, I'm always the holder of all the permits. I make sure I have them on me in case we would need them. I make sure I have a list of what's happening and the volunteers and where they need to be. That's I feel like my job is to direct everybody. Hey, this is happening at this time. You need to be over there.
Why are you over here?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be over there.
Yeah. But yeah, sometimes it does get hard, and sometimes you're the catch-all. You do whatever needs done when it needs done.
So it's not just about running meetings and making sure everybody's on task in the meeting.
I feel like my job right now is, outside of meetings, is the research. I'm constantly researching and finding the talent and the event or whoever to come in and researching it. And then I take it back to everybody else and be like, hey, what do you think about this?
And that's, research takes time.
It takes a lot of time. And then you find something and you think it's going to work, and then it won't work and you start all over again.
Yeah, their date isn't available.
Yes, they cost too much.
They cost too much. And yeah, there's just not the funding there and stuff. So you're basically the ringleader of the show.
Yeah, but I have a great team. Holly Tenney is my treasurer. She does everything on her end. I don't have to think about it twice. She just is the one that always tells me how much I'm allowed to spend.
Important.
And then we have a new secretary, Darlene Litt, and she came in with stuff printed out, information ready to go about ladies' night out at her first meeting. So I was super impressed, and I'm excited to get to work with her, and hopefully she'll take some of my workload.
You can always hope.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got one last segment here with Erica Ash, the president of the Kilbuck CIC. And for Focus Fridays on WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick. One last time here with Erica Ash, the president of the Kilbuck CIC. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And kind of looked back a little bit in that last segment, and I guess the only way to go now is to look forward and what's in the future for the Kilbuck CIC.
So I honestly don't know what the future of the Kilbuck CIC is going to look like. I know we have big hopes and dreams. Like I mentioned a couple times before, we really want to get into a lot of community improvement corporations, go in and, for lack of better words, flip houses to make, you know, some houses that need a lot of help in a community, or make houses available for lower income. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something Kilbuck really needs. So we've been trying to figure out how we can get there. How can we provide that?
Housing's a big topic right now.
Yes, it is in Holmes County. Yeah.
Well, and everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, everywhere. So we've talked about that quite a few times. We've talked about starting an endowment fund, but we haven't really landed on anything that just feels quite right yet. I always come in with big ideas. I want to buy the Kilbuck School through CIC, and I've got, you know, my own plans for it and what I think the CIC should look like and do with it. But everybody else kind of looks at me like a deer in headlights. Like, that's a big, it's a big thing to chew off. And it is. So
there's,
I don't know if, I don't know if we're headed that direction or not.
But the ideas are there.
Yes.
And that's how you move forward, is to put the ideas out there.
Yes.
Because if you don't have new, fresh ideas, you're just staying still.
Yes. And I have a lot of hope in the future of Kilbuck in general. So a lot more than I think people see sometimes. And I get a little carried away with it.
Well, it's that pride, that love that you have for your village. You want to see it improve. You want to see it be more than just Kilbuck.
Yes, and I hear that a lot. It's just Kilbuck.
It doesn't have to be just Kilbuck. This grant that's coming to the village is going to, it's just like the movie. If you build it, they will come.
They will come. And I think the grant, you know, a lot of people were against the bike trail coming through and the revitalization of the downtown and the streetscape. I think it's going to make Kilbuck look great. And I think people are going to love it when it's done. I think they'll be surprised how much they like it.
Well, and nature's a big thing. People want to see the birds and hike the trails and bike the trails. And having Kilbuck right in the center of that gives a lot of opportunity for growth and community improvement.
And it does. And there's already quite a few bikers that come through. So we live right on the corner downtown in Kilbuck, and we see everything. And we see during the summertime so many people come through Kilbuck, and you would be surprised. You really would.
And it's you guys all coming together to create places so they're not just riding through.
Yes.
Making them want to stay and do this and do that, or be like, oh, this would be nice to move here and have the opportunity to keep growing.
Yes. And I mean, there's already so much there. I mean, we have the awesome thrift store. We have the lowest prices. Some of the best stuff sometimes comes in. We have an awesome hair salon. We have the Duncan Theater. They're
an amazing museum.
Yep. Oh, the museum is amazing.
For the little thing that it is, if you haven't been there, go.
I'll tell you, when I moved here, so many people told me, you need to go in the museum. And I was like, what would I want to go in there for? And then I finally went in. I think it was the first early American days that I lived here. And I was like, that place is amazing. It is so huge. You never would have expected it from the outside.
So much stuff. And you can learn. It does. Local and not local and historical, and it's awesome.
Yes. And I mean, we have many other businesses that, you know, contribute to make the town great, and I'm sure we'll have more in the future.
And you guys as the CIC are going to be there to help that.
I sure hope we are. I'm sure we'll still be around.
The future is bright.
Yes, it is.
And before we wrap things up, any last thoughts or comments or anything that you'd like to share? Thank you.
I think I just have to say thank you to the community for always supporting us and the businesses. The thing about small towns is they really thrive when everyone shows up, and Kilbuck does show up for us.
Definitely. Anybody who's ever been to a non-rained out event.
Yes, a non-rained out event.
Well, thanks so much for joining with me and talking about the CIC.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Erica Ash, the president of the Kilbuck CIC. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Friday here on WKLM. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Don't miss an episode of Focus Fridays here on WKLM in the 9 a.m. hour each Friday after hometown news and the Eye on Weather forecast. If you do happen to miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can go to the website WKLMFM.com and click on the Focus Fridays icon and then on the episode that you missed. In the next edition of Focus Fridays, we focus in on Holmes County Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Laura McCartney. It's here on your hometown radio 95.3 WKLM.